Hello, backstage. This is By Any Other Gnome. And I recently posted something on GWA proper, so I now feel like I'm allowed to post stuff on backstage, even though I know that's not how it works. I feel like I have to pay a tax to post here. And with that in mind, I wanted to answer Charlie and Bae's Sunday Specials questionnaire. Because I really have nothing better to do right now. I'm procrastinating. I should be cleaning. So thank you, Charlie and Bae, for allowing me to procrastinate. All right. So the way it's set up is 7 days of the week, 7 questions, 3 naughty, 3 nice, and 1 straight out of the randomizer. All right. So this week, Naughty Bae asks, 1, what do I think of strip teases, putting one on or being on the receiving end? I actually hate trying to do strip teases because I have all the grace and movement of a drunk water buffalo, and watching me try to strip tease usually just makes people giggle or flat out like belly laugh because I'm so horrendously bad at it. Probably the only decent one I've ever done is I was really, really drunk and did a strip tease to When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, I'm just super awkward. I cannot do them. As for being on the receiving end, they're okay. I mean, I've been to strip clubs, had the lap dances, had the, you know, strip tease, all that kind of stuff. It's meh for me. Because, I mean, if a girl's doing it, it's like, oh, yeah, this is really sexy. I can appreciate this. And if a guy's doing it, it's, I don't know. I've never, even insanely hot men, I've never seen a guy stripping or something and said, oh, this is really awesome. It's always like, oh, naked dude. Okay. They just don't do anything for me. 2, have I ever masturbated in front of my significant other or watched them masturbate? Yeah, all the time. Mutual masturbation is kind of like a staple in any of my relationships. So it's just something that I see or help with, or yeah, that's really common. 3, my favorite position in bed. I'm going to say that's a tie between doggy style, which is just, for me, the best thing fucking ever. That is my favorite thing. But it is a tie between being on my back with ankles on the shoulders. That's just really good and hits all the right ways. All right, so Nice Charlie wonders, 1, if I could live in any movie, show, universe, which one would it be? Okay, so for my own personal safety, I would say Pokemon. Because, I mean, like, nothing super terrible bad happens in the Pokemon universe. You just, you know, run around and play with a bunch of little Eevees. And I am perfectly okay with that. Give me all the Eevees. I will love them and not force them to evolve because they're freaking cute. If I were, like, some kind of badass that could actually handle myself in any kind of combat, then Dragon Age. The Dragon Age universe. Even with the fucking Blight. Just because, yes, basically. Just because, yes. Because they have elves and Canary. And now my dogs are barking, which you guys are probably going to hear. Oh my god. Okay. 2, if I could beam myself any place on Earth right now, where would it be? Is it really lame if I just say the dollar store? Because I don't want to drive, and I have to go there later. All right, thinking cool places. Would I be able to beam people with me? Because it wouldn't be fun just to go on my own. All right, assuming that I could beam people with me, I am going to say the Cliffs of Moher. Because it's really pretty, and I've not been there in a ridiculously long time. Oh my god. They're gonna bark and be loud for this whole fucking thing. Jesus. Okay. Number three. What is something I love about myself? And if I want, they would love to hear at least one physical and one characteristical trait. Self-love rocks. All right. Some physical trait that I love about myself. I'm going to say my figure. I got really, really lucky in the genetic lottery with figures, in that even when I was overweight, I still had a very defined waist. And now that I have lost a bunch of weight, it is even more so defined, and I fucking love that. I like having the hourglass shape. Yes, I am very proud of that. A characteristic trait. See, and now I feel conceited if I say this. I have many talents. I can sing, I can draw, I can paint, sew, embroider, all of that kind of stuff. And I love that. I love that I have the ability to do those things. All right, the Sunday special for this week. In 15 seconds, I want to hear your favorite carbs. I'm a huge foodie and big carb lover, so let me hear it. Oh, Lord. All right, I can't really time myself because I'm doing this on my phone. But you guys, I'm on keto, so listing all these freaking carbs is going to kill me because it's all the things I want to eat right now. Oh, so many carbs. All right, number one, fucking potatoes. I don't care. I don't care how they're cooked. I don't care if they're fried, diced, steamed, baked. Fucking potatoes. I miss potatoes so fucking much. Two, muffins. I would kill for a fucking muffin right now. Three, fresh bread. I am fighting the urge to go in my kitchen and bake like 3 loaves of French bread and just eat them. I've been fighting that urge for like a fucking week. Cereal. I just want like a bowl of fucking Lucky Charms. Okay, I think my 15 minutes are up, but I'm gonna be sad for the rest of the day because I can't eat any of those things. All right, that is it for all the questions, and I'm gonna go now and dream about carbs that I can't eat, or try and find a way to make those carbs out of cauliflower, which is not fucking satisfying in the least. Have a good one backstage.